glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a rocket. Money comes, doesn't stay. Now they say I've got to pay. And the man's got his hands in my pocket. I got the red, white, and blues. Cause I got to pay.
Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me. We have a busy show tonight. I think a lot of very interesting material. And if you received my email this week, I think we sent out Thursday or Friday, then you have some idea that there are some interesting things happening and some interesting technologies brewing. Currently, the call-in number tonight for your questions is 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My friends, it's Sunday, September 9th in the year of our Lord, 2007, and thank you for joining me. For those who are still trying, the bad news is that the free collecting and bankruptcy seminar, which we're holding next weekend, is completely closed. We're filled up, folks. I'd say we're sold out, except it's free. We don't have any space available. All seating is taken right back to the back wall. So we'd be happy to squeeze in if possible, but at this point, it just is not doable. Thank you for all those folks who did decide to apply and attend. Now, I received this email earlier today. I think you'll find interesting. Hi, Sam. I have attached a couple of letters that I got from clerks of courts stating that because the notary is not a party to the case, they will not accept the presentment and therefore return the docs. Any suggestions on how to respond? That email arrived only a couple of hours ago, and I decided to use it tonight because my answer is, oh, boy, do I have suggestions. Except, as you know, folks, everything on this program is for entertainment only. And in all seriousness, I don't necessarily recommend or even suggest that you try any of these things. This is what I might do under these circumstances. Any clerk that fails to accept the filing from a notary public is giving a confession to malfeasance, obstructing government administration, official misconduct, fraud involving a security instrument, unlawful prevention of public access to records, hindering prosecution of who? Of the third-party defendants, compounding a crime, tampering with evidence. I could go on and on and on. You get the picture? That doesn't mean I'm going to prosecute them criminally. It does mean I have an awful lot of leverage. So, what might I do? I might explain how these are private documents not to be filed, but I would do that with the initial submission by simply stamping them with a big red private documents or private issue not for public filing. I might use the uncooperative clerk package, which we can review in the next segment, to send those back with an opportunity by way of an affidavit of negative averment for the clerk to clear her name to disprove that she is not tampering with evidence, if in fact there's any evidence in that packet. And I always like to include one evidentiary document so I can make that claim. I would certainly liquidate that clerk. In other words, remove her from office. It may take 12 to 18 months, or I may do it through CID and it may be quicker. But I want her out if she's going to obstruct after a proper warning. I might name her as a third-party defendant right away. Turn around and put something in front of her that would name her as a third-party defendant, and that just might be a criminal complaint, a sample copy for her to edit.
We'll be right back. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Glad you made it.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Sunday night edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We were answering the question sent by a listener. What would I do? Would I have any suggestions if a clerk returned process improperly? And as I was saying before the break, by the way, sorry for stepping on the commercial. We're still trying to iron out the music problem, folks. The music is not just incidental to the program. The music is actually the warning for me as to how much time I have left to wrap up the thoughts that I'm trying to convey to you. So my apologies for being caught mid-sentence, folks. And I'm sure it'll happen later in the program as well. But we hope to have that cleaned up next week. I might send back the process that they returned to me with a copy of the notary's certificate of non-performance on that process. Obviously, if they reject it, if the notary makes due presentment and a demand for payment or demand for filing of particular documents which are returned by the clerk, then the notary can mark those documents dishonored without cause. It's called noting, and we could return those documents with the certificate of non-performance and say, I will be happy to pass them along to the principal who has indicated his intention to liquidate the dishonor through the Department of Treasury and name you as a third-party defendant and present your dishonor to a grand jury as evidence of tampering. Or we could use a 3-day offer of immunity to give them an opportunity to disprove the assumption that they were tampering. Or if I really wanted to have some fun, if I had a bunch of quartz in my neighborhood that were chronically causing problems, and they know it's a confession of malfeasance, how do they know? Because if they fail to enter documents in the case, or if they say, here, I have to check with the court administrator, well, where is the court administrator's fiduciary responsibility or statutory authority? Where does that exist? If they do anything other than place evidence in the file when requested or convey private letters when requested, then they are obstructing, and that is a criminal offense. And if I wanted to treat it that way, I might send back a subpoena from another notary or from myself, if I was a notary, or from a three-notary panel, what I'm calling a notary trial or a trial by notary, which is the subject of tonight's program. And we will get into that in just a few minutes. Imagine the clerk receives a subpoena that says you are invited to a deposition to examine, to give you an opportunity to disprove the assumption that you have tampered with evidence, to examine the disposition of the funds placed into your care, and to allow you to disprove the following. And you may have a long list of crimes that they have participated in. We'll be talking more about that as this segment progresses. Before we do, folks, just a few quick announcements. That number, 800-313-9443, is for those folks who'd like to call in and talk tonight, and I invite you to do so, especially if you're having trouble in your cases, because notary process that we'll be discussing tonight and we discussed last Sunday would be certainly worth considering. I'm not recommending it because there could be some risks involved, and you need to understand those, but certainly should be worth considering in your bag of tricks if you're a sophisticated patriot, and especially if your back is to the wall. That number, 800-313-9443, is for your calls. It is not for listening to the program. Please don't call my poor producer, Manny, and say, all right, could you hook me up, please? I'd like to listen, because we only have five or six call-in lines. Obviously, listening is done at the Republic Broadcasting Network website. Now, speaking of clerks, I sent out an announcement by email, and I'd like to repeat it here. This is wonderful news. I have been begging certain parties to assist us for months, and it has come to fruition. Many of you have been stonewalled by clerks who refuse to file documents, record private identification, or even refuse to give apostilles, which is really noteworthy, because the Hague Convention does not provide that discretion. Obviously, what we should be doing with those public officials is engaging them in commercial process, bringing them into our court, and seeing that they are, after due and proper warning, dismissed by way of liquidation, so that their successor will comply with all of our lawful requests. But let's face it. Sometimes you just don't have the time, and sometimes the job just has to get done. You have bigger fish to fry, so to speak. So I suggest, if you have a pen handy, that you write down the following. P, as in Peter, pfile@hush.com. That's a service for filing documents and securing apostilles. It is not my service, it is not my organization, it is not my company, I don't even know what form they're in, but it is being operated by people I approached some time ago. For months now, I've been asking them periodically, can you have done the service for me in the past, you do a nice job, why don't you assist other patriots, charge a little bit, make a little money, but assist them, and give them a quick turnaround time, do the whole job for them. So they are in the process of coming up with the protocols for doing this. You know, how many copies do you want? What kind of filing is it? If it's a filing in an apostille, where will the notarization take place? That kind of thing. So you will not get a response to your emails for a while. It may take 2 or 3 weeks. But they assure me that the die is cast and they will be providing the service. So that email address is, you know, like you have an iPod and e-filing. Well, this is P-File. Cute play on words. P-File at hush.com. So I hope that's of help. I get many, many requests for that every week, and I hope that's of help to all those folks who I've been putting off saying, just check back with me. Something else, folks. As I mentioned, the Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar is closed, and we are just packed. Something very interesting that occurred where someone indicated they were attending with their wife, and the wife was not registered. Now, if you're planning on attending the conference, it's very important that you listen to this message. I would love to accommodate walk-ins, but we cannot do it, even if it's your wife or your husband, because the room is filled to overflowing. Anyone who attended the last Law Merchant Conference knows that's not an exaggeration. We had seating right to the back wall and a few people standing. And within the limits of safety, we cannot go beyond the folks that have registered timely and received what's called a conditional admission. Now, we had some registration difficulties at the last seminar because so many people simply ignored the directions. They came in without affidavits, without even without identification, and they weren't really ready to take the seminar. So I take responsibility of this. I laid down some protocols to Roberta and to Brian and to Laura, and I drew up the papers that specifically said if you wanted to attend the free seminar, we had to have a separate application from each participant, including spouses. Why did I do that? Because a friend of mine, and you know who you are, from Brooklyn, New York, was the last person to speak to me when I departed the conference, and just before the last conference, just before I entered my automobile, he said, I'm coming to the free seminar, and I'm bringing 50 people on a bus. And I knew then and there that we couldn't make this a conference for one party. We had to make it for everybody. So we need a registration form for every party that's attending. So if you marked on the original registration form other parties who were planning to attend with you, that doesn't mean that they were admitted. And we made that clear in the instructions. We made that clear in the email. We made that clear in the follow-up email with the conditional admission ticket. We made that clear in the admission ticket. And still, people are unaware. And the reason I'm bringing that up is not because it's a problem for me, but because A, it will be a problem for those people who attend and are looking for additional space. So I hope you hear the sound of my voice. But more importantly, and this is the important thing, there are many, many people out there who simply, and I'm guilty of this, who simply do not read the instructions across their pathway. They're too rushed. These instructions could not have been more plain at the top of the registration form, and they were, some of them were in red and blue ink, and the email that accompanied them said in block letters, you must read those instructions, and it repeated those instructions in the email, or else we'll be unable to process the registration. Now let me give you an example. At the top of every email, mass email that I send out or Brian sends out on my behalf, the very first sentence in the email says, please do not respond to this email account. It is temporary and not monitored. You want to guess how many people respond to that email account? Almost 200 per week. Imagine that. And then a good percentage of those get angry at me 2 or 3 weeks later when we haven't responded. I get some pretty nasty emails, and I don't take offense at them. I understand that frustration. You're in tough situations. You may have, as one party wrote me last week, 26 foreclosures or 10 foreclosures or other serious situations like that. And maybe part of the reason is because you're not slowing down and taking some time to think about what you're doing. We'll pick this up in the next segment, my friends. I don't mean to be lecturing you on the subject, but I want you to be successful. I want you to understand.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a walking on it. I don't know how I got here, I don't remember nothing at all.
Yeehaw! Welcome back, friends. Y'all are listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and that was a refreshing lead-in music. Well, my friends, I don't mean to be taking you to task, and no one is more ready to forgive stupid mistakes than me, because I make them all the time. Let me give you an example. I've told the story before, but most of you probably haven't heard it. Years and years ago, I did a zero return, and after much trepidation and studying, that was my first bowing out of the system, so to speak. This is many years ago, and I filled in the return on a typewriter, of course. And a typewriter, unlike a computer, works a little bit differently. It had been years since I used a typewriter. So I sent the return in, and I didn't hear anything. And about 3 months later, I called the tax agency, and I said, where's my refund? And as I'm dialing the phone, I'm scanning the tax return, and it turns out that the zip code that I entered on the tax return said something like exclamation sign asterisk, at sign, I had had the caps lock down. And so the agent comes on the phone, and he identifies himself as, "Hi, this is Agent Anderson," which I got a kick out of. And it took him 20 minutes to figure out the codes in the computer, and finally he said, "Yes, apparently we sent your refund out. It came back, and it got sent to a very famous office, all of you would know. And we opened up a fraud investigation," and I burst out laughing. There's more to that story, which I'll tell you if you attend either of the conferences. So I am, I'm actually quite famous for making last-minute errors. In fact, one fellow that I used to do a lot of work with, we could never get to the, any time we were rushing to get to the post office, we would never make it because we would always find errors and have to reprint the entire packet and recompile it. But based upon that experience, I beg of you, this is not frivolous advice. Read what you're doing carefully. When instructions come in, read them. When forms come back from agencies, read them. You may see your remedy. It's usually in the paper. And for God's sakes, slow down and smell the roses. All right? So my apologies in advance if you show up at the conference with additional people. We're probably not going to be able to provide admission because there is no space. I'm very sorry for that, folks. And as I said, we did try to be as clear as we possibly could. Regarding Rockland, if you're ordering Rockland from us, something we've hit a new wrinkle that people have started to include their own prepaid express mail labels and envelopes. And we've hit two problems. Number one, we didn't see the stamps on the envelopes, so they got tossed out because we thought they were just put in there to wrap around the package they were sending us and to add weight to it, to add cardboard to it. Secondly, the Rockland CDs are shipped from a different facility than the mailing facility. So now we have to take the label and mail it over. So I don't know why anyone would make that assumption. You wouldn't do that with Tiger Direct or PC World or anything like that. If you need a rush order, then please contact Brian when you make the order and tell him, and he'll probably just tell you to add some additional money, because if we have to bring it to the post office, if it needs a rush order, then someone will actually have to take it to the post office, take time out of their day, take it to the post office and process it that way, which we're willing to do, but it would probably be an additional charge for that. Excuse me. Now, one other thing. If you've registered for the October Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, and we have quite a few people who have, it's filling up fast, we're going to be in a crunch with that shortly, then, and you have a spam filter on your email address, and we, and the returns, the confirmations, are kicked back to us, we have no way of contacting you. So I'm thinking specifically of Mr. Bradley, if you're listening, turn off the spam filter when you're dealing with us, if at all possible, if you remember to do so. Remember, folks, since we're talking about notaries tonight, we're going to get into that in just a minute after the next break. We'll spend the next long segment talking about trial by notary, and we'll be getting to the phones as well. Remember Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T. This is another fine organization, Notary Depot at Hush.com. It's another fine organization which was started after discussions with me. I don't have anything to do with it. I've actually never been at that email address, but I know they have hooked up lots of notaries and lots of people who need experienced BIC notaries. And lastly, we have some surprises and some wild technology that we're expanding and unfolding. Some of it you'll hear tonight. We'll be expanding and going into detail at the October 11th through the 15th Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in Albany, New York. And we don't know if we're going to have another retreat after that. Certainly there'll be none over winter time into next spring or perhaps summer, if at all. But if you're interested, please send an email to Roberta T, as in Thomas, at hush.com. And after the break, my friends, it's trial by notary. I think you're going to be thrilled with what you hear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, the announcements get longer and longer. My apologies, but there's so much that's ongoing. And we like to front load also information such as our discussion tonight about reading instructions. That may sound so rudimentary and so pedantic to most of you who are listening. And I think it would to me if I was listening too. But if we think about it and understand that it's just like trying to bend a wire, you know, if you ever had to bend a hanger to break into your automobile, each bend affects the ones coming after it. And so if you don't get that first bend right, the rest are completely out of line. And it pays to make sure we get it right from the beginning and avoid the stupid mistakes. So let me read you something that I believe you're going to enjoy. This is from Ohio Revised Code 147.07. And it says, in taking depositions, he, meaning a notary, public, shall have the power which is by law vested in county courts to compel the attendance of witnesses and punish them for refusing to testify. sheriffs and constables are required to serve and return all process issued by notaries public in the taking of depositions. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement. Sheriffs and constables are required to serve and return all process issued by notaries public in the taking of depositions. Notaries shall have the same power which is by law vested in county courts to compel the attendance of witnesses and punish them for refusing to testify. Now, folks, that is public speak for arrest and contempt. Notary publics in the state of Ohio have the same powers as the court. As well they should, because notaries public are descended from ancient law, where they were the king's advance man. And as one of our kind listeners and researchers, Linda, pointed out, and we discussed last Sunday, I believe it was in the 1850s, perhaps 1850, that the United States adopted the use of notaries public. They may currently be sitting at the pleasure of the Secretary of State, but they are steeped in the tradition of judicial process. And that's why probably every, but I won't say definitely every, state's notary law says that notaries have the power of due presentment of writings. Come to think of it, I seem to remember one state I read years ago that did not expressly state that. That doesn't mean the notary can't execute that fashion. The power of due presentment of invoices and bills of exchange, they very often say foreign and inland, and demands for payment, because that's what notaries did. Notaries also have, generally speaking, the power to protest failed performance or failure to pay on those instruments. And that's a critical function. Why does a notary have that power? Because that's the trigger in the public that payment was not paid and the other party is liable. The party is liable on the instrument. Now, they traditionally use it for the maker of the instrument, right? You issue a bad check. We use it for the beneficiary of the instrument who fails to pay the instrument, or I should say the consideration that is due on the instrument. They fail to bring in a remedy. So we are their worst nightmare because we're using notary process in exactly the opposite way they would like it to be used. But we're using it in the way it was intended, to present a bill and note it for failure to pay. Execute, noting on a check that it is in dishonor, and executing a certificate of protest on a check is only the bastardized version of notary process. And all you notaries out there who think that's normal process, that's because you have had your brains wiped clean as surely as when your son or daughter, when they were an infant, moved that lever on the Etch-a-Sketch and wiped everything off the screen. Your brains have been wiped clean of cultural memory, and you do not know, you do not recall who you are and from where you came. So when you say a notary can't do, it's because you are actually operating completely in a fictional fog. You are lost in space. Now, you take that Ohio revised statute and you add to it the New York State or the state of New York, which is the same as saying the state of chaos, isn't it? The state of New York or the state of California's notary law, and you have an interesting mix of ingredients. Let me read you from the New York State one. It says the following, excuse me, every notary public duly qualified is hereby authorized and empowered within and throughout the state to to administer oaths and affirmations, to take affidavits and depositions, to receive and certify acknowledgments or proof of deeds, mortgages, and powers of attorney and other instruments in writing. Notice, to receive. Now, most people think it means to receive and certify acknowledgments. That's why it's written that way, to confuse those who don't read beyond the written word. But it says to receive and certify acknowledgments or proof of deeds, mortgages, and powers of attorney, and other instruments in writing. To receive other instruments in writing. So when you have someone you call a notary acceptor, and you're asking them to act as an acceptor, and in fact a custodian of the receipt of the document, you're not asking them to do anything improper in the state of New York, and probably most other places, as you'll soon see. Let me continue. To demand acceptance or payment of foreign and inland bills of exchange, promissory notes, and obligations in writing, and to protest the same for non-acceptance or non-payment. You see? Protest for non-acceptance and protest for non-payment. So your check isn't being protested because you wrote a bad check. It's being protested because on demand for payment, when it was presented to your bank, so to speak, the drawee's bank, and the bank said there are no funds available, they were unable to pay. And technically speaking, that protest should be written against the bank and the bank officers, not against you, because it's all prepaid. Every single certificate of protest written by a bank that has been used to bring someone into court or prosecute them for a bad check is a false prosecution. It's a fictional prosecution because the party to be prosecuted should be the bank that last endorsed it. But they canceled their endorsement, and you signed yours on the back and didn't cancel that. Why not? Be better if you hadn't signed it on the back at all, or if you signed it in a restricted signature, or comma, attorney in fact. Now, if that gets by the teller and it happens to be a $20,000 check and there are no funds, wait till you see the fireworks begin. Anyway, back to the issue at hand. It says, for non-acceptance or non-payment, as the case may require, and for use in another jurisdiction. So those documents, those protests, can be used in another jurisdiction, comma. The notaries can also exercise such other powers. This is worth listening to. To exercise such other powers and duties as by the laws of nations and according to commercial usage, or by the laws of any other government or country, may be exercised and performed by notaries public. Provided that when exercising such powers, he shall set forth the name of such other jurisdiction. My friends, I postulate to you that the notary is not an officer of the United States. The notary is an officer of the International Monetary Fund, the world government, because if another jurisdiction, let's say Venezuela, has a law that states that notaries can execute capital punishment, then notaries in this country are empowered, if they cite the jurisdiction, to execute capital punishment. Am I saying it will work without protest? No. But I think you get the point, that if your state has a clause, and I just read you one, we read one last week from California, exact same international language. So if your state says that a notary can use the powers afforded notaries in foreign jurisdictions, then, ladies and gentlemen, you have access to Ohio Revised Code Section 147.07, and the notaries in that state that you're in, if it has those powers, now is vested with the same power as county courts to compel the attendance of witnesses and punish them for refusing to testify. And sheriffs and constables are required to serve and return all process issued by notaries public in the taking of depositions. Now, what does that mean? Within the framework how shall we call it, freedom and patriot technology and commercial remedies, notary deposition has been around a while. And recently, through people such as myself and Winston talking about it, it has become more popularized, generally speaking, for the purpose of deposing ourselves as living men. Walking to the notary in a non-commercial fashion and saying, this is me, right here, living, breathing Christian man on the land, giving the following statements. And then the procedure that's followed is standard deposition procedure in which a notice of taking deposition is sent to those parties who might have an interest and might wish to cross-examine and ask questions of the deponent. Now, how important is this? A deposition is the highest form of testimony in the fictional courts, other than sworn testimony in the courtroom. When you indicate to a public agent or public official that you intend to depose them, let me back up on that. When you intend to depose yourself as to the fact that all claims have been satisfied, this has been done, I see no defect in registered public record issued by such and such an agent of the Secretary of State indicating that you have confessed judgment on the instrument, that you have stipulated to its value and validity, that you have accepted all liability and you as the confessed surety, and you have just about broken every law in the land, then their process usually stops for 90 days, and the problem is no one ever follows it up. And we've spoken about that 2 weeks ago. We spent quite a bit of time on plaintiff procedures, and if you haven't listened to those programs, I suggest there may be some value in hearing that material, especially the confession of judgment approach. But what we have not seen is the use of notaries to call depositions of other parties other than the paramount secured party creditor. And so I'm suggesting that this is a procedure that patriots may wish to explore, and upon examination of risks and benefits, if they have sufficient fire in their belly and experience under their wings, that they might want to consider what the notary deposition process would mean if their back is up against the wall. Here's how I would do it. Excuse me. And what I'm about to tell you, I formulated while I was talking on the radio last Sunday. It just came to me as how I would magnify this process. And the first thought I had was in the Ron Lutz case, where that Ohio court issued, what was it, 18 RICO subpoenas, and maybe 16 of them went to prison. I think Victoria Joy was named in one of those. She did not, because she knew how to handle it. She handled it, from what I understand, very simply and quick by a negative averment, possibly conditional acceptance, which was more popular back then, was a stepping stone to where we are now, I might add. Thank you, Victoria. And we might want to keep that Ohio situation in mind, because what's going to happen? If this is done willy-nilly, if things are executed in a manner that the judge perceives one part per million of blood, one part per million of weakness or vulnerability, he will attack that Achilles heel out of pure spite and vengeance in many cases. And he'll do that by issuing warrants for those notaries. However, if the process is executed exactly like an attorney would execute it, with a proper notice of taking deposition, and if a three-notary panel is convened, and if the authorities are cited in the subpoena, yes, subpoena, and in the notice of taking deposition, using language, as we have tried to construct in the past, that is neither weak nor hysterical and shows extreme confidence, like when we say to a judge, I've included an affidavit of negative averment as your opportunity to clear your name from the presumption that you have stolen funds in the Admiralty. That's a lot different than saying, I know you stole those funds and I'm going to get you. It shows a whole different level of confidence, because the angry, screaming man is clearly afraid, and the one who gives his brother an opportunity to clear his name is not. My friends, we're going to continue this topic. It's fascinating to me. I see all kinds of possibilities after the break, and we will get to the phone.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The boogie train,
it's a boogie thing.
Oh, it's a boogie thing.
It's a boogie thing.
Boogie all night long.
All night long.
You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to thank my producer, Manny. He found the secret to the music in the computer so we can start having some fun. And I was telling you this about a minute ago, but unfortunately the mute button was on my microphone. So Manny, thank you for filling in with additional music. So hopefully we're getting the kinks out. My friends, we're going to be wrapping up the first hour in just a minute. But I'd like you to think about what we were just discussing. Do you see the possibilities? Am I the only one with a big smile on my face when I see that notaries public are empowered in statute and in case law? By the way, we had someone call in last week with a citation. You may want to check last Sunday, I believe, a nice fella from Georgia. And there is a history of United States courts acknowledging that notaries have the power of magistrates. And that, in fact, is what a notary is, operating through the Secretary of State. And if you think about that, that makes sense, too, because you're in an administrative court as it is. That court is not being operated under Article III judicial legacy. And so how would it matter to whom that officership is attached? It really doesn't. It's attached to the Secretary of State because, as I read you from New York Executive Law 135, which is the notary law in this state, the notary is empowered internationally. And if you were going to attach an international officer to any office, what would it be? The Secretary of State. And that's why the UCC is riddled. Read 3-505, I think it is, 506, 507, 508, 509. Read them and you'll see the words a consul, a vice consul, or a notary. And that, to most people, that stands out like a sore thumb. A notary? What's a notary doing with a consul or a vice consul? A notary is another international officer. And even that wasn't really clear to me until I started exploring the subject at greater length. I let my mind start to think out of the box. So, my friends, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to continue discussing trial by notary. And I'd like to explore how I might approach such a thing. I'd like to explore the specific language that we have added to the 3-day offer of immunity to let the third-party defendants know what's coming. And we're going to take a call or two at the beginning of the hour. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me this Sunday night. We'll be right back.